Ending that set with the Dream Syndicate covering the stylistic song People Make the World Go Round. You're listening to KBOO, broadcasting at 90.7 and also streaming from our website, kboo.fm. My name is Jeff and I've been here for this hour playing some music for you. Before the Dream Syndicate, we heard A La La's with Lady Rachel, originally recorded by Kevin Ayers. And we started it out with Dust by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And that was originally recorded by the 13th Floor Elevators and appeared on their album, Easter Everywhere. Thanks for keeping it tuned here. I'm going to leave you with one last track. This is Walt Wagner from his album Reworks with a version of the My Bloody Valentine song, I Only Said, here on KBOO.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned natural foods cooperative featuring farm-direct organic produce from more than 30 local farms, bulk foods, and a farmer's market every Wednesday year-round. Located at Southeast Tibbetts Street and 21st Avenue in Portland for almost 50 years. Online at peoples.coop.
Shoshana Siakaiv, the whole Bissumaihi, be Lysim Yahad, Hylus Mordechai. Shoshana Siakaiv, the Hylu Bissumaihi, be Lysim Yahad, Hylus Mordechai.
Baruch Abba, Baruch Abba. Danke für Besuchen. Es ist Zeit für die Portland Jiddische Show. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for visiting the Portland Jewish Hour. And listening you are to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland. 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis in Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at kboo.fm. My name is Chaim Wolin, and I will be your host. It's time for the Portland Jewish Hour. Give me some eyes. Hey, a freilichen Purim. Happy Purim. So in case you didn't know it, it's going to be Purim this week. And it falls on Friday, February 26th. And Purim is all about the Book of Esther. Queen Esther, that is. So in the show, we'll introduce you to some themes of Purim with some cool Purim music. And when you get some time, read the whole Megillah. The Megillah of Esther, that is. Aye! We just heard a Purim medley called Purim by the Zamira Orchestra. Song Layahidim by Maishi Krauss. It comes from Esther 8:16, where it says, Layahidim haisara v'simcha v'sason vikar. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor.
What a fabulous party, the best of my life. Just one thing disturbs me, I banished my wife. Oh, what can be done? I must have been crazy to try it. Although I have noticed the palace is pleasantly quiet. After 6 months of drinking, you do a few things that maybe you shouldn't have done. Was it too high a price? Well, the party was nice, and kings just gotta have fun. Now I'm sitting alone with the biggest hangover the ancient world ever has seen. Oh, I'm really upset. I think I should get a new queen.
That was the song What a Fabulous Party by Debbie and John Orenstein.
Kein Dialog, nee, heute wir sind so, das ist so egal, ai, ai, ai. kein Tier, kein Tier, nur wohne ich, du bist ein Verwisser, so wie ich hör. Ei, 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 kein Tier, kein Tier, nur wohne ich, du bist ein Verwisser, so wie ich hör.
This is a different take on the Laihidim song called Laihidim by Mordechai Ben David. And it's sung by Maishi Kraus in his album Pirim in Streislich.
The king, he had a party like he'd never seen. But after the festivities, he had no queen. What's a king to do?
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 Do, 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 do. 180 days were like a drunken blur. But now he's sentimental as he thinks of her. What's a king to do? What's a king to do?
We just heard the song, What's a King to Do? By Debbie and John Orenstein.
Now that I'm all set in my new home, it's time to thank Hashem. Hey kids, does everyone know where Hashem is?
Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where he can be found.
Okay, now get your pointing fingers ready. When we sing about where Hashem is, you point to that direction. All right? Watch out, we're going to go very quickly.
Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. Here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, left, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, left, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, left, and everywhere, that's where he can be found.
Up, up, down, down, right, left, all around. 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 Up, up, down, down.
That was the epic Uncle Maishi song, Hashem is Here, sung by Uncle Maishi and the Mitzvah Men. Big props to 1982!
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland. 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis and Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at kboo.fm. My name is Chaim Wolin. We just heard L'Chaim by Yoli Greenfield.
Hey! речі, що є з нами боєт. Ми поїдем до Карчонки, там ми водка боєт. Хапара на водки, філанки без нохлейб. Вайло, євгене велмет, не найт ніж гейб. Ай лай лай лай, тирідо мой, тирідай, тирідай, тирідо. Ай лай лай лай, тирідо мой, тирідай, тирідо. Ай лай лай лай, тирідо мой, тирідай, тирідай, тирідо. Ай лай лай лай, тирідо мой, тирідай, тирідо. Хапара на водке, водке, водке. Хапара на водке, водке, водке.
That was the song Wodka by Chaim Shlomo Mahis.
Whenever I go out, when I am out and about, when I go walking down the street, if any people I should meet, I love to hear the sound of forehead smacking the ground. And when I turn my gaze around, I see the people bowing down to me.
Bow down.
If you know what's good for you, is it understood by you? Now I know what you're all thinking. He's handsome, he's virile, his voice is like a dream. But isn't all this bowing just a little bit extreme? No! Listen, you want to know why the whole world should bow down to me? You, in the front, you. Mm-hmm. You want to know why? First of all, I'd like to state that I am really, really great. Plus, I enjoy this bowing stuff. And isn't that reason enough? So let me be direct. You've got to show some respect. Go ahead and genuflect. Don't be shy. 'Cause if you don't bow down, you'll die.
Bow down.
Is this something new to you?
Bow down.
Am I getting through to
bow
you?
Down,
or what I could do to you?
Just heard one of my all-time Purim favorites, Haman's Tango, of course by Debbie and John Ornstein. Everyone loves to hate Haman, but if we didn't have Haman, there wouldn't be any Purim.
Kylie, Kylie, love, 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 love,
We just heard the song Vatisef Esther, sung by Maishi Krauss, and it comes from Esther 8:3, and it says, Vatisef Esther, Vetadaber Lifne Amelech, Vatipo Lifne Raglav, Vatev Vatachanen Lo, Leavir Etraat Haman Hagagi, Veit Machashavto, Asher Chashav Al Hayehudim. And Esther spoke once more before the king, and fell down at his feet, and pleaded with tears to avert the evil design of Haman the Agagite, the Agagi, and his plot that he had devised against the Jewish people.
Stand up for your people. Take your stand today. Never hide and never run and never turn away.
The song Stand Up For Your People by Debbie and John Orenstein. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis and Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at KBOO.FM. My name is Chaim Wolin.
Veroy sam yachat lechal es mordechoy Teshi yusom wa yisud lo nitzach Vesik vusam bechal de budoy Ay! I'm מריחים כל הצדיקים וגם בן חרבוין עוזו בחילת אוהב
We just heard the song Shoshanas Yaakov, sung by Maishi Kraus. Shoshanas Yaakov means Rose of Jacob, and it's not to be found in the Megillah. It's added as a song at the end of the Megillah reading, and one of the reasons is because God isn't mentioned in the whole book of Esther. And in this piyut, which is a liturgical poem, it says, O Rose of Jacob, exalted and joyous upon seeing Mordechai's royal blue. And so in this context, God is referred to as Rose of Jacob, which is attributes to the feminine aspect of God, which interestingly is kind of related to Esther being the hero of the story. Here's another Shoshanat Yaakov, sung by David and the High Spirit.
We had it all, we had it all, we had it all. A fancy house, an SUV, a swimming pool. Our 10 handsome boys went to private school. Oh, why did I have to marry such? Maybe now you can see you should always listen to me. I told you so when I saw that Mordechai. I told you so. I said, don't go near that guy. I told you so. So he wouldn't bow. Did it kill you? Did you die? It's not like he kicked you or he spit into your eye. I begged you, I said, Haman, let it go. But you said, no, I told you so. I could have married the king. I was so gorgeous and so refined. Instead, I wound up with this loser. I must have been out of my mind.
Now, that's not what it says in the Megillah. If you look in the text, what
Shut
it
says... Shut up, Haman! This is my big number! I told you so. Till I'm purple in the face, I told you so. Now we're headed for disgrace, I told you so. Never mess with Jews, like I said, it doesn't pay. Now you'll always be the villain on a lesser holiday. And you're going to the gallows, this I know. But I won't go, I told you so.
She could have married the king.
It's true.
She was so gorgeous and so refined.
I was stunning.
She must have been out of her mind.
I was nuts. I told you so.
She told you so.
Till I'm purple in the face, I told you so.
She told you so.
Now we're headed for disgrace, I told you so.
She told you so.
Never mess with Jews, like I said, it doesn't pay. Now you'll always be the villain on a lesser holiday. And you're going to the gallows, this I know. But I won't go, I told you so.
We just heard the song I Told You So by Debbie and John Orenstein.
Esther, Esther, read all about her, chosen for her beauty.
destined for God's plan.
Esther, Esther, read all about her.
For such a time as this. At the fortress of Susa, there was a certain Jewish man by the name of Mordecai, who adopted his cousin, a beautiful girl who would catch even a blind man's eye. Chosen for her beauty, became the favorite of the king. Oh, how she won his heart. He gave a festival to honor her, requested all to be a part.
Esther, Esther, read all about her.
Chosen for her beauty, destined for God's plan.
Esther, Esther, read all about her.
For such a time as this. Prime Minister Hammond hit the scene. Mordecai, this fellow, he shook up. Hammond was set to wipe the place clean of every single Jew, he thought. Not knowing in the palace sat one of this class. Queen Esther was her name. She destroyed his plans, destroyed his game, and on the gallows he was hanged.
Esther, Esther, read all about her.
Chosen for her beauty, destined for God's plan.
Esther, Esther, read all about her.
For such a time as this.
That was Esther by David and the High Spirit.
So I'm like, go. Hey, 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 hey,
Just heard the song Layehudim, sung by Eli Laufer and Yechiel Lichtiger.
We celebrate freedom and you know what, during P to the U to the R, I am. The Jews almost got wiped out way back then, thanks to H to the A to the M-A-N. Megillah, a story exists within the book of Esther, and it goes like this. Ahasuerus, the Shushan king, for his people held a feast with everything. His wife named Vashti was called to appear, but refused and was killed, and the point made clear that the king could do what he wanted to, according to Haman of the advisory crew. So sadness set in for the lonely king, whose absolute authority this did bring. Then a search was begun to find a new queen, not a single one acceptable the king had seen. Now royal lineage didn't matter at all, no prerequisite, but the king's enthralled. Then the king met Esther, and no one knew that the new queen Esther really was a Jew. We celebrate freedom, and you know when, during P to the U to the R, I am. The Jews almost got wiped out way back then, thanks to H to the A to the M-A-N. Esther had an uncle named Mordechai, who was hated by Haman, an important guy. Haman made all the people bow before him, but Mordechai refused, almost doing him in. While Haman planned to hurt Mordechai a lot, Mordechai saved the king from an assassin's plot, which earned him favor in the king's own eyes. Haman had a reward, a man he despised. So regally dressed and on a royal horse, he led Mordechai through the city, of course. Haman needed a plan that would resonate, so he cast lots upon him to choose a date. Haman's plan to get even with Mordechai, on the 13th of Adar, the Jews would die. Hearing that the Jews have a law of their own, the king gave approval since he sat on the throne. We celebrate freedom and you know when, during P to the U to the R, I am. The Jews almost got wiped out way back then, thanks to H to the A to the M-A-N. Upon learning the plot, Mordechai cried strong. Esther sent servants out to see what was wrong. Upon hearing the plot, she knew what to do. Appealed to the king since she was a Jew. But it wasn't that simple to speak with the king, no matter who you were or what you would bring. Esther fasted instead and a party was planned, and the people that came were from all over the land. An invitation to the king and Haman as well. They would be guests of honor for all to quell. And on the second day of this big feast, she exposed the man who really was a beast. She knew of the plans he had for the Jews, and they were her people too. To the king this news, the king was so angered by his own guy, Haman hung from the gallows meant for Mordechai. We celebrate freedom and you know when, during P to the U to the R, I am. The Jews almost got wiped out way back then, thanks to H to the A to the M-A-N. We celebrate freedom and you know when, during P to the U to the R, I am. The Jews almost got wiped out way back then, thanks to H to the A to the M-A-N. We celebrate freedom and you know when, during P to the U to the R, I am. The Jews almost got wiped out way back then, thanks to H to the A to the M-A-N.
That was P to the U to the R-I-M by Kid Kosher. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 104.3 Corvallis and Philomath, 91.9 Hood River, and online at kboo.fm. My name is Chaim Wolin.
חג פורים, חג פורים, חג גדול לילדים, מסכות ורשנים, שירים וריקודים. הבנה רישה, רש, 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 הבנה רישה, רש, 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 הבנה רישה, רש, 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 ברשנים.
We just heard the song Chag Purim by David and the High Spirit. We're going to end the show with Inspector Gadget from the 1983 show, played by Geek Music and written by Shuki Levy, who's still around. He was born in 1947, and he's an Israeli-American music composer and television producer. And if you listen to Inspector Gadget, it's actually Ahura. And if you listen to He-Man on your own and She-Ra, Princess of Power, you're going to hear those same Jewish themes if you're a fan of Jewish music. But check this out. So we're going to end with Inspector Gadget and Gam Ki Eilech by Neshama Karabach. It's always a pleasure. Happy Purim. My name is Chaim Wolin, and we'll see you next time.
Get some of it, low it out. Yata imadi. Thank you.
would like to think that Chicago was not a promised land, but it was definitely a short-lived heaven for black people.